Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Tonight we're going to have a great show over at Midnight Monsters with a person who has had first-hand experience of the black-eyed kids, a black-eyed adult, and possibly a shadow person. Listen in to his testimony, then call in with your own scary stories starting at midnight Eastern tonight on Midnight Monsters Radio. Visit the website for more information at www.midnightmonstersradio.com. Now, are you ready for a few black-eyed kids' creepy pasta stories for your enjoyment? Here they come. Story number one, by Watcher Azazel. My encounter with the black-eyed kids. I had my encounter with the black-eyed kids in late 2012. I don't remember the exact date. I wasn't really recording it for posterity, but it happened after I'd come home from a particularly grueling day at work. I have a pretty long drive home. My grandmother passed away a few years ago, so I just moved in and took over her house to save on rent money. But her house is the better part of an hour's drive away from where I work, so I already wasn't in a very good mood, and it was dark when I got home. Looking back, the most bizarre thing about the experience was how quickly they showed up. I walked in the porch, turned around to lock it, then turned back, and there was a knock. More than anything else about this story, that freaks me out. It's not something I've seen in other Beck stories that I've read. But it seems like I would have seen them coming up to my door when I was locking it. The door had a big panel glass window that I could see right through, and there was a light pole right outside, so it's like they didn't walk up to it. They were just there. I turned around and saw them. Two kids. One was in his early teens. The other looked about 8. The older one was knocking. He looked panic and was really pounding on the door. The younger one looked nervous, but didn't say anything. "Sir," the older one said, "we need to use your phone." I felt my hand moving forward towards the knob, but then I yanked it back. I don't know if I need to explain that I wanted to help them, but also felt afraid of them, but I did. It's all in the encounters, so I'm just confirming that, yes, it happened to me too. It's always seemed strange to me that no one who's ever encountered the black-eyed kids has ever heard of them before. I wasn't an aficionado at the time, but I had read at least a few paranormal websites while I was bored. I think that's why it was like reflex when I heard a request to use the phone. My eyes went to theirs, and I saw that they were solid black. And I knew what they were. Well, not what they were. I knew they were Beck's. The older kid seemed to immediately realize what I'd seen. I've heard that they usually get mad if you see their eyes. That didn't happen this time, though. His eyes got a look of, oh shit, not now. It was like he didn't have time to waste on anger. He was just desperate. "I swear to God, I won't hurt you," he screamed. This was weird, too. Usually they're supposed to say we. It's not something that people have gone out of their way to report, but I've never heard a Beck story where one of them asked for just himself to be let in. It was like he suddenly didn't care about the other one. He just wanted to save his own hide. I ran into the house for my shotgun. I wasn't going to just stand there and listen to them begging to get in for the next hour. When I came back with the gun, though, they were already gone, and in their place was a young girl. Her hair was very light. I remember it as white, but with the way the streetlight was hitting it and how freaked out I was, that I'm not prepared to swear to that. She wasn't trying to get in. In fact, she was looking away. I pointed the gun at her anyway. "You get the hell off my property."
"You don't need to do that," she said. "I don't even want to get in."
I lowered my gun involuntarily. This girl freaked me out far more than the boys did, but I was powerless to disobey her.
"There were some boys who came by and asked to get into your house. Is that correct?"
"Yes," I said. I hoped that being honest with her would get her to go away as soon as possible.
How long ago?
Just now. I was going to get my gun for them when I came back and you were here.
Excellent. Then they should still be close. Don't worry. You won't be seeing them again.
She turned to me briefly, and I caught a glimpse of her face. Naturally, I looked at the eyes, expecting them to be black again. Instead, I saw they were pure white. No irises, no pupils. Just pure white pools in her face that seemed to glow slightly in the darkness. She turned and walked away, and I realized something. I believed her. I fully expected that I would have never seen these boys again, and weirder yet, I realized I felt sorry for the little fuckers. Story number 2. Black-Eyed Kids in Kansas. It was warm for a December afternoon in Hutchinson, Kansas, when Katie came home from work in 2008. Katie's ride dropped her off across from her duplex, and as she stood in the street, her ride moving slowly away, she knew something wasn't right. "I noticed two boys standing in my driveway," she said. "One had longer dark hair and the other had his hood up, so I couldn't see him very well. The teens, about 15 or 16 years old, seemed to be watching her. Katie felt they were waiting for her. She steeled herself and walked nervously across the road toward her porch. The boys had lurked around her neighborhood for months, but they'd never been so bold to stand this close to her home. I had seen them before, lingering in the yard. But they always left before I got out of my ride's car," Katie said. "I had seen them late at night as well, standing across the street, when I would go outside to have an occasional late-night cigarette." But although pangs of unease told her to run, their boldness angered her. She stopped and asked them why they were on her property. "They told me they needed to use a phone and that the neighbors would not let them in," she said. "That's when I noticed their eyes. They were coal black, just black. No white, and not even a hint of iris or pupil." Fear shot through her, but as evenly as she could, Katie told them she didn't have a telephone. Katie walked up her porch steps and began to unlock her door when the boy in the hood spoke. He asked if they could come in for a glass of water, she said. "I turned to look at them again, thinking that maybe my mind was playing tricks, but no. When I turned and looked into their eyes, they were pitch black as the first time. These children with dead black eyes had spoken softly to her, emotion and vocal inflection absent from their words. As she looked at these boys, whose long hair and hooded sweatshirts she felt hid more than skin, she knew she had to get away. I felt panicked and fearful, but also very vulnerable and cold," she said. "It was like I wanted to let them in, but I knew there was evil present. I had felt uneasy before seeing their eyes, but now it all came out." Then one boy said something that turned her fear into complete horror. "The hooded one then told me they couldn't come in unless I told them it was okay, and that they hoped I would because they were thirsty," Katie said. "I opened my door and darted inside. At this point, I shut the door and locked it." She dropped onto the couch, her breaths coming in short, heavy gasps, when something tapped on the window behind her head. "One of the boys stood there staring through the glass," Katie said. "I remember his words very clearly. 'Just let us in, miss. We aren't dangerous. We don't have anything to hurt you with.'" I was beyond frightened at this point. Katie jumped off the couch and ran through the duplex, checking doors and windows to make sure they were locked. I did wonder if they really couldn't come in unless invited, but I didn't want to find out, she said. I sat in the living room silently, waiting for a sign that they had gone. When her boyfriend came home a short time later, the black-eyed teens were still at the house. "He asked if I knew who the two boys outside were, and I said no," Katie said. "He told me they had been standing in the driveway when he pulled up, but walked away when he stepped out of the car. He didn't notice the boys' eyes, but they gave him a strange feeling." Katie later asked her neighbors if the black-eyed children had asked to use their telephone like they had claimed. The neighbors noticed the teens standing in Katie's driveway, but never spoke with them. Although it's been more than a year since Katie turned the black-eyed children from her door, she knows they're still around. I still see them every now and then, standing across the street, watching, she said, but they have not approached me again. So I hope you enjoyed those two black-eyed kid creepypasta stories that can be found on creepypasta.wikia.com. The links are in the description. Just be sure to head on over to Midnight Monsters tonight, where you can hear the true scary story in his own words about the black-eyed kids. It's midnightmonstersradio.com, and you can call in after the show if you have any experiences and tell us about them.